In the NHL, Marcus Foligno and Matt Molson and Matt Ellis scored in the third period to lift the Buffalo Sabres to a 4-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets Tuesday night. It was Buffalo's first regulation win since November 15th against Toronto. Elsewhere, Boston beat Calgary 2-0. Tampa Bay slid past the New York Islanders 3-2. Florida topped Toronto 3-1. Anaheim 5, Detroit 2. Montreal defeated Phoenix 3-1. Philadelphia took Washington 5-2. Chicago beat Nashville 3-1. San Jose doubled up St. Louis 4-2. Minnesota won against Vancouver 3-2 in a shootout. Dallas edged Colorado 3-2, and Los Angeles blanked Edmonton 3-0. In baseball, second baseman Brian Roberts and the New York Yankees have agreed to a $2 million one-year contract. The Yankees have also been hit with a $28 million luxury tax bill, pushing their total past the $250 million mark since the penalty began in 2003. In the NBA, the Portland Trail Blazers own the NBA's best record at 22-4 following a 119-116 triumph at Cleveland. Charlotte beat Sacramento 95-87. Memphis fell to the Lakers 96-92. Oklahoma City defeated Denver 105-93, and Golden State slid past New Orleans 104-93. In college basketball, number 16 Florida beat 15th-ranked Memphis in the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden 77-75. And in women's college basketball, number 1 UConn defeated 2nd-ranked Duke 83-61. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has been sued by the family of the Boston man he's accused of killing. The wrongful death lawsuit was filed this week in county court in New Bedford. Hernandez pleaded not guilty to murder in the June shooting death of Odin Lloyd. Finally, in a clear message about discriminating laws in Russia, President Barack Obama is sending 2 openly gay athletes to the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Obama chose tennis legend Billie Jean King and women's ice hockey silver medalist Caitlin Cahill for the U.S. delegation. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.